Hey, ladies and gents, just a real quick note before we get to the Brian Regan bonus episode. Since we went to the Brian Regan stand-up show, the album for, I guess it's the tour that he did called All By Myself, is now available. You can get it at brianregan.com. We're not being endorsed by him or his company in any way. We don't know him. We just think he's a good dude. And I just finished purchasing the All By Myself album. It's like $13, no tax, because it's a digital download. They give you a PDF sleeve to go with it. It's got plenty of tracks. Not sure how long it runs, but I'm about to take a listen to it. Hit me up for anything, Brian Regan, at my Twitter page, at analysis489, and start following Brian Regan on Twitter. He is at Brian Regan Comic. Regan is spelled R-E-G-A-N. And I just wanted to give you guys that little tidbit of information before we got to the bonus episode of the review of Brian Regan's stand-up. The audio is kind of bad, just to be honest with you, and that's just because we were not recording inside of any vehicle. We were in a hotel lobby for the first portion of it, and then the second portion we were in a vehicle driving back home from the Brian Regan venue, and unfortunately the recording device, which is on my phone, the recording fell between the seats, and you can hear a bunch of background noise on the street. So sorry about that, but if you can bear with the background noise and the fat, terrible acoustics, I hope you enjoy this episode of A Week Late. Hit us up on Twitter at A Week Late. All right, take care. Thanks for listening. What's up, everybody? This is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis 49, with my friend Jason Cryptic.
Alongside.
We are doing a sort of first-ever bonus episode, extra content, not about movies, in case it comes up in the conversation, but it's...
keep in mind, we don't even have to do this.
Yeah, we don't even have to do this. So
This is a bonus.
If it sounds weird, it's because we are at a hotel that shall remain nameless right now.
Getting free drinks, I'm sorry?
Enjoying their manager's reception before the Brian Regan stand-up
also,
show.
Also, mind you, don't ask if we have a room or not, because the answer will be...
Absolutely not.
We don't know.
no, it's we're here. It's totally cool. I have a friend that runs this joint and... invited us over for a manager's reception to enjoy before the Brian Regan show.
Indeed.
But we can't name names because we're not being paid or anything like that.
Sponsored
or anything like that to mention said hotel, so we won't. we just wanted to put together a stand-up comedy review because we haven't done one. So we were informed that Brian Regan was going to be in town.
We're super pumped about it.
Super pumped.
The show's what, less than 2 hours away now? Actually, about two and a half hours away. So we're getting psyched up for that. And he's one comedian that you really don't even need to drink for. He's funny either way.
That's true. He's very clean and enjoyable without any external stimuli. Brian Regan's all you need, basically. It's funny because we were both a fan of his before Cryptic and I even became friends, and then once we realized that we were into the same like comedian and stuff like that, it was over with. So we just wanted to do a comedy review for the Brian Regan stand-up show, and
And we need someone to destroy this lamp because it's blinding the hell out of me right now.
And it's like a million degrees. I'm getting a tan over here. A much needed tan.
And you do.
Apparently I'm the whitest Hispanic anybody's ever seen. So.
You eat fish tacos.
They were shrimp and quite tasty.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. I think it's kind of unfair that we talk about what our preconceived notions are before the show.
We know what it's going to be. It's going to be phenomenal.
We're biased on it. He's going to be great.
100% biased.
I'm really interested to see what new jokes he's going to pull out. I understand he's from Florida. I'm not too sure which. I think it's either Sarasota or Miami. I'm not completely positive on that.
Somewhere in between the north and southern border.
Right, of
Florida. There's no border on the south. It just kind of drops off and just becomes crap after that.
Right.
I mean, once you get into Cuba and like you say, whatever. I'm not getting racial. I'm just stating facts. But is this phone? I called the front desk on this phone earlier, and I'm wondering if it's still connected. Because if so, we're going through the speakers.
No, it's hung up.
It keeps flashing.
But they will probably send somebody up here to check to see who keeps picking up the phone.
If I smash it, will that, no?
No, you can't, no.
Because I like being destructive, you know, I like fire.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
At least not until the reception's over. Let's get
right now?
Let's get all the free alcohol we can before we go ahead.
I didn't really mean to break it.
Yeah, don't bang the table either.
Can
we
get the phone right, please? No?
So to talk about what we expect is kind of unfair because we expect the best ever stand-up show. And I've seen a lot of stand-up, like live stand-up shows, not just, you know, on
I've
TV.
I've just seen local people.
Have you been to a lot of actual...
I've been to Tampa Improv several times. I've seen a lot of big people, in my mind, who are big.
Right.
And I try and look them up on YouTube, something like that, and I can't find them. But they're so funny. Mm-hmm. They have such, like... local and
original content. They don't have the exposure yet.
Right.
Is what it is.
And I find stuff on them, and it's just like little 2-minute radio interview, which is bullcrap. They
right.
only joke because they're not clean usually.
Right, right.
But Regan though, he's.
I have gone to see Kevin James.
Lucky man.
He was really funny. I saw John Leguizamo.
Okay.
Live.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice.
Who else did I see? I saw. Man, so many others, but, you know, they don't really stand out like the big names. I mean, John Leguizamo was just insane, so funny.
I see him in person.
That was in the prime, though. Like, he hasn't really done anything. He was actually, the last thing I saw him in was Gamer, actually. Not too many people know that he was in that movie, but he plays a janitor.
He was in that movie.
And, spoiler alert, he gets shot in the head, so.
They have the wall. Like,
he had a super small part.
Head, so.
Yeah, he had a super small part, but it was good. It was a good part that he had added to the movie for me. But I think it's going to be kind of a short episode because it is a bonus episode. So, and we're only talking about one topic, and that's Brian Regan.
And we're not talking about no other topic.
Yeah, well, we're going to try not to, but we're obviously
if we deviate, we deviate.
Right. He is performing at the Straz Center, which used to be the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center in downtown Tampa. I used to live directly in this area before I got the graphics job where we work. And so there was a lot of access to the Performing Arts Center for all those shows that I went to before.
Absolutely. You got that pool around here, son?
I think it's strange for comedians to do what they do. Like, they go up on stage in front of a bunch of different people that they don't know.
By themselves. Nothing to back them up.
Almost every single night, in some cases.
Yeah.
And have to tell stories and riddles and jokes to people who, well, I guess in this case it's different because you're actually buying tickets specifically for this performer, but in other cases, like at the Improv, for example, there's like 5 or 6 people on in the same night sometimes, and they have like five or six
Someone's
minutes.
Someone's super nervous and like, you know, they're going to suck. And
yeah.
But you feel bad for them because, I mean, they
it's
have nothing
hard.
To back them
it's
up.
It's hard to do what they do. Like,
you know, they can't go up there and walk off and be like, okay, my joke sucks, see you later.
Right. They have to endure the rest of their set. Yeah.
They have to do it. So.
Which is respectable. Some people do it better than others, which makes them good comedians or bad comedians. But, I don't know. I really don't want to make it shorter than 10 minutes, but...
I mean, Anybody who knows Brian Regan knows he's a phenomenal stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common knowledge. I mean, every time you bring up his name, and if someone's heard of him, if they haven't, I get mad, and I just want to blast with the strength of a thousand guys.
Well, it's funny because, as you all know, I've been shifting, or not shifting, because the primary goal of Fed Entertainment is well, just that, entertainment. But
to entertain.
Right. Most of that, how we started, was music. And so a lot of people aren't used to us talking about the movies and talking about the comedy, but that's all encompassing entertainment. So, like, we're going to cover it.
Like, rather be so narrow and to focus on one
right.
media, why not branch out and tackle everything?
Right.
That way, if someone doesn't like music or hearing about music, they can hear about something else.
Right, exactly.
Which is fine.
And they can stay in the same spot to do everything.
And they have to go everywhere else they're trying to find them.
What was the earliest you... Well, and going back to the whole reason I mentioned shifting from music to podcast, I don't want to give off the wrong impression that I no longer have a passion for music. That's not the case.
No,
I've always tried to have Fed Entertainment be a broad, you know, range, a scope, and we're now getting to the point where we can do that. And a lot of the podcasts that I've been listening to lately have been mentioning Brian Regan, coincidentally, because we don't know any of these people that are recording their podcasts, you know, and they don't know that we're going to the show, but it's so funny how it's relevant, and he's here tonight now in the town that I absolutely love.
Weeks ago, we were making references to him and giving him a shout-out.
Yeah, and we didn't even know that we were going to be coming to this.
So apparently, I don't want to toot my own horn, but Brian Regan clearly listened to the A Week Like
Right, clearly.
And you guys
know. He clearly listened.
Clearly. 115%. Now, I don't know if it was rude to consume alcohol right in the middle of the podcast.
It's more rude to bang on the table that the recording device is recording on.
Right, but I'm trying to emphasize.
It's too strange. Nobody can hear me taking a piss
real quick.
Okay, so
really?
We're
back.
That's awesome. Okay. So now there are drug references involved in the podcast, which is great.
Wasn't a reference, I was just sniffling. Is it on my nose? Is it?
No.
Okay.
What's the earliest you remember watching Brian Regan bit?
Shoot, I seen his improv, like, before he even got famous.
Was that the Pop-Tart sketch?
He did the Pop-Tart sketch. He did the whole weightlift sketch.
Was that the same set?
Yeah, like, one of my favorites.
God, it's so funny.
That was what had me back in the early 2000s.
You know, I don't know. The first...
Maybe 04, 05?
I don't know. The first I heard of Brian Regan, I think he did Evening at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Comedy Central thing, I believe, before Comedy Central was even big. They had lounge lizards or something like that. I can't remember.
Like that.
But it was a showcase, like, almost every single day when Comedy Central was first coming up off the ground, they did nothing but play stand-up. And I remember sitting there just watching all these comedians I've never seen before. It was amazing. Like, that's the first time I saw, what's his name? He's the coked out magician. That's hilarious.
Oh.
Something, Randy the Incredible or something like that.
It's called Happy Fun Time Bob.
It's crazy. He's hilarious. He actually knows Chris Angel. Chris Angel crosses over a little bit on that. John the Magnificent, I believe his name is.
Something like that.
Something the Magnificent.
It's like
Jonathan
the Fabulous.
It's Jonathan the Magician is what it is.
It's got a funny
something
name.
Like that. Yeah. And he actually blames Chris Angel for stealing Mind Freak because he did a show back in the day called Mind Freak.
Did he?
Yeah, and Chris Angel stole that shit, which is funny.
See that shit.
But they're friends, so he's not getting any money. I'm sorry.
And Chris Angel clearly has a pact with the devil, so...
right. He's not an illusionist. He really is a magician, and he'll eat your soul. Which is totally a joke.
No, it's not. But,
I should have probably prepared for this more.
No, absolutely not.
But...
We're
it's
lazy
the weekend.
Not,
we are lazy and not a top four game.
Absolutely not.
That is correct.
Go with the flow.
What is your opinion if you hear any jokes that you've previously heard? Do you think that's a bad thing? Or do you think at this point he has to come up with so much material because he's so popular now that everybody's heard everything?
People obviously want to hear some old stuff thrown in, but like you said earlier, and you know, I kind of agree with you on that point, is that he should make some local jokes.
Mm.
Seeing as he's from Florida, he should make write a few Tampa-only jokes.
Which, by the way, we came up
to kill sort of two birds with one stone, there was a hip-hop show that Fed Entertainment kind of had a part of in, along with Head Knock a Fan. They did like a hip-hop show.
Until Poseidon showed up.
In Tampa today. And as soon as we parked, the skies opened up, and it was like rain Armageddon. And I lived in Tampa for a really long time, and like for the past 2 hours, it's just been pouring, like for no
I was at
relentlessly.
I would pick up the sky and flip it.
Ridiculous. So hopefully he throws in some local color and comedy there. But either way, it's gonna be a great show. And this is the pre-show, and I really hope that none of my closest family members are listening. But feeling pretty good right now with the alcohol.
Feeling exceptional, even though I only had one. pretty sure it was a 90-10 mix. 90 being 90%, 10
right.
10%.
Got that.
What you called 90% vodka, 10% cranberry vodka, with the straw also constructed.
And the ice is also made of vodka as well.
I'm pretty sure it was 100%.
Even though you can't freeze vodka.
Pretty sure it was 179 proof.
Okay.
So,
so we're going to be taking JC to the hospital later off that one drink.
Already being what? So
wow. Okay.
It hurts. It feels like a golf ball going through your garden. So I don't really want to be here right now. But I do.
You have to endure the pain for Regan.
I'll just piss on everybody. I don't even care.
We had actually some friends that are probably going to meet us at the show.
Should we make up friends like that just to sound cool, or is that...
No, this is real. I'm telling the true story.
Okay, I just can't name names. Continue.
Even though I did get word from said couple that they listened to the first two episodes of the podcast and they liked it.
That's good.
They're the ones that actually, the wife of this couple we work with, and she'll probably be listening to this. I'll shout out her name, and later on, if she doesn't give me the permission to do so, I will edit it out. The first time ever that I can edit something out. These are good people. We work with them. Hi, Jessica. Hi, Mark. Thanks for telling us. We should have been on top of our game about the Regan. We had one of our friends from work tell us about the show, which is why we found out kind of late.
So we should give some, you know, some massive
props to Jessica and Mark for reminding us that Regan was coming to town. We bought tickets. I was gonna get rear orchestra seats, and then the automated online booking wouldn't let me book just two. There were three seats in a row. And I wanted to book two of those three, and the system wouldn't let me book them because it was going to be too hard for them to sell a single ticket. And I was thinking to myself, how is that my problem?
It's not.
Let me just buy the tickets.
Yeah.
You're going to forego selling two to not sell one? That doesn't make any sense.
Because some guys show up and be all badassly and bring two girls. Why bring one? Why bring two?
Right.
Right here.
I doubt there's going to be three people. Anyway, I don't even want to get into that. I got on the phone to the nice people at the Straz Center, which it's now called.
And we're actually in a prime location because, like, we're actually outside the building, like, near the road, so we can actually watch it on the screen on our phones.
No, we're actually going to be inside the same...
Oh, we're going to be inside.
The same building, the same room. Nay, the same breathing area as Mr. Regan himself.
I smoke too much. I don't know if I'll be able to...
Yeah, they're not going to let you take cigarette breaks.
Take that in.
Then I'm going to take cigarette.
Well, I'll... Okay.
So you're just going to have to forego your nicotine habit for about an hour and a half.
Not really a habit.
And we'll see how that turns
out.
Really.
I can quit whatever I want.
Sure. So instead of the two seats that we had on the rear orchestra ground floor, talked to the nice lady. I believe her name was Patricia. Thanks, Patricia. She got us 20 feet up on the mezzanine.
Inside the building.
But 20 feet up, almost in the same exact spot as on the ground level, so we'll actually be looking down onto the stage from a second level. Hopefully really good seats. I was told that there's been a lot of Broadway shows there. Wicked played at the same Straz Center. They had Jersey Boys there. No, that was different company.
Like Hamilton, so.
So the lady said that sold me the tickets, and I'm sure she's paid to sell last minute whatever she can. Oh yeah, they're great seats. Hopefully they'll be great seats. But you know, nothing to do with Brian Regan. Nothing to do with, I don't know, maybe it does have something to do with him, this freaking convenience fee. The tickets were like $40 a pop, which is great. I would gladly pay double
that
for Brian Regan.
Absolutely.
Even in a crappy seat, just to see the expressions on his face in real
but
life.
But what's the convenience? I mean, you're clicking a button.
Yeah.
You're taking over.
And on top of that, thanks for bringing that up, it was like $7.50 a piece for convenience fee. I'm like, what's this convenience? I'm calling you on the phone. It's an inconvenience that you won't let me book, and then I have to call you. Where's the convenience in that? And then you're charging me per ticket for that?
She did conveniently answer the phone.
But yeah, she did conveniently answer the phone. You're correct. And she conveniently spoke to me and conveniently did her job, which is great.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, who does her job?
And then she says to me at the end of the call, oh, because you did it over the phone with me, I saved you $2.50 per ticket on those convenience fees. I'm like, so you mean to tell me if I bought this online, there'd be $5 extra?
No. What she's saying is, what she's saying is you save money by being less convenient.
Right.
So I should waive some of the convenience charge, which caused you to have a mild pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. They should call it the mild pain in the ass charge.
They should.
They should call it an inconvenience fee. That's what it should be.
Inconvenience fee. Then we want to charge you like whatever the hell we want to.
Again, not Brian Regan's fault. It's the good people at crappy Ticketmaster. They have a monopoly.
They are the master of the
ticket. Game. Well, if you're talking about slave days, booyah.
Whoa, another
Ticketmaster.
That's
I wonder
right.
if that's derogatory.
I'll have to
shout out
to the Kiwis out there tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you went there again, dude?
Why?
You went there again?
No, we're not going to talk
about that.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going
during
to.
Brian Regan review.
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
So I think that's pretty much it, man. I mean, we covered everything from buying the tickets to the first time we saw Brian Regan. I'm sure after the show we're going to have a lot more to talk about.
Oh, definitely.
It might not be as coherent.
We will do our terrible impressions of him.
There's probably you may not even like the second portion, so we're gonna play some
about 3 hours of music.
Some dubstep, which
I don't know what that is.
Which is actually a real genre.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it shouldn't be.
It's great. We're gonna play some dubstep or some drum and bass or some bass step from our good friend Aaron Bond. And after the break, or as in the industry they call it, the jump. After the jump, we will be a lot more incoherent and doing our worst impressions ever of Sir Brian Regan. And I don't know why I just knighted him, but he deserves that too.
Did you call him sir?
I did.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I didn't know he was even British.
I don't think you have to be British to get knighted, do you?
I thought you had to have like jacked up teeth and balding in the front. No. All the way? No.
Send all your hate mail to fans.
Okay.
@aweeklate@gmail.com. Fill up that inbox because we're lonely and broke and alone. Well, one of us is anyway, and that's the one speaking. Go ahead and edit that part out.
I just now, and I really don't get emotional too often.
I really am starting to feel like the anticipation for watching him. Like, we're about to go get another drink.
I just want to smash this light out of pure excitement.
And the whole left side of my face is tan now because how close I am to this light.
Look a little bit.
It's just the left side of my face.
Yeah. I like that. Just make sure you don't look at me. Turn your head back the other way.
I'll be outcated before I leave. What's that?
Let me see I'm still white. Okay.
Wow, you actually got a sunburn from sitting here.
It's not a sunburn. I'm part Indian.
Okay.
Dots
or feathers? Or?
I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, that was bad. Go ahead and edit that part. The most editing ever in one episode.
Most editing ever.
All right, guys. We will talk to you after the Brian Regan show. Hopefully, you guys can catch some of it on... Well, there's not going to be any YouTube of it. This is the beauty.
We might get some YouTube on that.
This is the beauty of it. Nobody gets to film inside these things. And the jokes that are done at this show are specifically for the people that pay to be there.
I'm a ninja.
I may try to bootleg some on my voice recorder during his show just to record the amount of laughter that's going on. Not to rip off any of his jokes so we wouldn't dream. I'm going to try to get a little bit of audio that we can record, hopefully with some blessing, but we're not big enough to know who to ask or who to care.
We can just go run up on stage and say, hey, bro, can we record that? Okay.
Can we get an interview? What's that? Get off the stage?
Right, okay.
All right, guys.
I'm going to roof.
Yeah. Going to have our VIP section in the parking lot. We will see you after the music.
After the music. after the music.
We will enjoy the show, and we'll tell you about it later.
And we look forward to the second half of this podcast.
Yes.
So you guys enjoy.
All right. Take care.
Show?
I would call it a god-tier form of pure entertainment, my friend.
It was, man. That was...
delicious.
It was good. We were panicking a little bit because we got to leave the hotel earlier than we thought, and then somehow, even though I've previously lived in Tampa before, we got turned around, and the weather was crazy. There was traffic everywhere out of nowhere for some reason, but we made it in time with time to spare, and got to pick up the tickets, order drinks, go to the bathroom, do the whole nine before we... And they were primo seats, like, really good
seats. They were phenomenal seats, man.
By the way, right now we are on the way back to our domiciles, if you will, and we're recording in the mobile studio while it's in motion. Mr. Cryptic is driving, so if he seems a little distracted or...
I'm never distracted.
Okay, so never mind.
I'm poor for this shit, dude.
And now we're going to die.
Poor for this shit. I live on the edge. Okay.
So, right after we left the hotel, I might add, it stopped raining. So we were talking about the torrential downpour, and then we went outside to sort of congratulate ourselves on a job well done, and the rain was gone. So it ended up being a pretty good, pretty clear night as far as the weather's concerned.
It's actually quite cool from the normal 115 degrees outside.
Rather refreshing. The sun went away as soon as it stopped raining, so that had a lot to do with the drop in temperature. I don't know why we're talking about the weather.
Anymore. I don't know either. Maybe tonight up as a bit.
We got there, and as soon as the show started, we were in for a treat. The announcer came on, and we didn't know there was even going to be an opening act. It turned out, Dennis Regan,
his older brother.
Right, older brother, which I mentioned to Cryptic last week that he, you know, they were talking about him on one of the podcasts that I listened to, and he just ended up being there tonight, and it was great. He did about a 30-minute set, and I was asking or inquiring earlier about, I wonder if they're going to do any local jokes. Well, Dennis Regan completely took care of that.
Oh, dude.
And he ripped on 275 and I-4 for a while, and how the signs for Dale Mabry north and south are actually east and west, and it was just like a good local, like everybody was clapping, and it was really good. Like,
because everybody knew like what he was talking about.
Yeah, it was so good.
We've all been there.
He took care of the local humor section, and I wanted to remember different bits throughout the whole thing and what I was going to talk about, but they were so fast and perfect in their delivery that it's almost impossible to remember every bit. I mean,
Ryan Regan, too, had all the material, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he still reminisced, like, a few times, like, towards the end, and one at the very, very beginning. But 95%, dude, like,
what
is this shit?
99% of that act, I would have to say, 99% of that is all new. That was the first joke that he told I had heard before, but, again, that's only because we're in... Oops.
Let's go ahead and throw the phone on the ground for an additive.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened, really.
Special effect for you guys.
I hope that recorded okay. And, so, anyway, sorry about that. The phone dropped. Shit, might not be even usable.
Totally usable.
But, there was one part at the very beginning that I recognized the joke that he did, which is fine. I love him, you know, revisiting.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't looking, you know, for him to do anything. I was happy to be there. It was crazy. And,
just seeing him in person was just like...
Yeah, it was just definitely a gift. The one joke that he did at the beginning, and it just goes to the... I just had to chalk it up as, you know, we're so saturated, especially in the line of work that we do with, like, doing the podcast and posting videos and stuff like that. You're bound to see 99% more than the rest of anybody else that's a fan of his. Like, nobody... Well, I'd like to think that they just see what's coming across them. Like, they don't go out actively looking for it. In other words,
yeah, they won't go on the Googles and be like,
right.
Hey, I want to see Brian Regan today. I wonder what other stand-up he has.
Right.
No, they'd be flipping through, see Comedy Central, and like, who the hell is this Brian Regan guy, and play it.
Right.
Unlike us, right?
So the average person would have seen that whole show as 100%. Now, the stuff that you said at the very end, when he finished his act, he waved goodbye and left the stage, and his brother came back on and reintroduced him, and he did a whole other, at least another 20 minutes of previous jokes, and his old stuff, I thought those jokes at the end, I hadn't heard any of that stuff, like,
which I have.
Like, Me Monster, I don't know any
the
of those.
That's like a
and it was good, and I was laughing the whole time, because those were new to me. So
yes,
even though I heard a joke that I was familiar with at the beginning, the two at the end, and the whole time through, was brand new, like,
I was dying.
So good. He did a bit about how bad the Spotlight guy was. Like, the Spotlight guy, like, fell asleep twice during Dennis's
no.
set. And then, like, at the beginning of Brian's set, when he first came on, it was like, the guy, I don't know, like, the light was slipping, and he caught him on that and called him out.
Like, well, I wish you were the prison guard if I ever go to jail, because
yeah.
I can get away clean every single time.
I hope that he's in the spotlight when I break out of prison.
Yeah.
No,
he wouldn't catch crap.
It was so good. And, like, I'm not even going to do any disjustice. Injustice?
I don't even know that that's even a word there.
It is now.
I don't know.
I'm not even doing injustice by trying to mimic any of the acts until, like, I can completely remember it. I don't know. You're right. Yes. And, you know, to try to repeat the jokes directly after you hear him is probably not a good idea, because you're probably going to screw it up.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you know, like, we can't touch this great.
But, you know, it's probably going to be a small segment, because a lot of the stuff that we were trying to talk about or wanting to talk about earlier, like, I don't even know what to tell you. It's just all scrambled and jumbled in my brain right now. The jokes are just...
The awesomeness.
So good.
It resides in my cranial cavity right now.
We got a text.
It's about to explode!
We got a text from our friend that turned us on to the show. Again, we were fans before that, but apparently not on top of our game and didn't know he was going to be in town, so...
Well, there is that detail.
Yeah, we got a text from them, and they asked us if we liked the show, and I said, hell yeah, of course. And I said, you? And she mentioned back, crying from laughing so long. And I'm not one to laugh till I cry, but I swear to God, I had tears in my eyes.
I had a lot of tears, man. And my face was
Yeah, I'm
hurting.
Still smiling. My face is hurting
face
still.
Face is hurting. And there's a police officer, so let's go ahead and ram him.
Okay.
He's getting in the way of our podcast.
Awesome.
So.
Just good all around. If you guys haven't given him a chance, go check out Brian Regan. Do his, anything on Netflix, YouTube, get his DVDs, Blu-ray, whatever he's on, 8-track,
support him, man. Support
MP3,
him.
Yeah, and pay for it.
He's so good.
Don't be a douche and just pay for it, because it's worth it.
I know that we all pirate shit every now and again, but as you know, if I'm really avid fan of some kind of artist, whether it be music, movies,
yeah,
I will go out and buy the
film.
And
pay for it.
I'm not buying a Snoop Dogg DVD, because I think it's acting talent horrible, but I'm saying...
I wasn't too thrilled about the convenience fee, but if any of that convenience fee goes towards the artist, which I know it doesn't, then
no,
I don't mind paying it. So still, screw you to get after. I don't care.
I'm not retracting that.
Plus, the woman that worked at the counter made up three words in my simple question. What was that word she made? She's like, well, it's all depend variants on, I'm like, did you just combine depends and varies and variants in one word? So, you know, like, so I just, like, walked away. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there was a point in time where
we were
picking up our tickets, and we thought we were going to be late, and instead of wasting time asking, we should have just walked away. And
she
spent more time answering the question than what was asked of her, which is why she just walked away and left, which was funny.
Yeah, like, her face got all red, and
I'm
going to go ahead and just go ahead and take a random stab in the dark and see if I can answer your question correctly, because nobody ever talks to me, so.
We got inside, and I have to applaud. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center, because nobody calls it Straz. I don't know why they changed the name. It's ridiculous. But anyway, the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center has a really good policy now of two alcoholic beverages per person when you first start the show. And I'm thinking, what a great thing for someone who has
two arms,
three friends,
two
that don't drink.
I thought you meant two arms.
And I could buy two drinks.
No?
Well, yeah. I mean, being thankful for having two arms goes without saying. It's not something that you wake up and say, oh, hey, I woke up with two arms again.
Yeah,
that just happens.
You know, it's like a great feeling, though.
Okay, well, you're happy to have your two arms.
Sorry for the one-armers out there.
That's respected.
We love you, too.
So far, Jason hates cancer and people with one arms.
I don't hate anybody.
Did I say one arms?
You just made what? Is it like a new race?
No. One arms. Yeah, one arms. That's right.
Yeah.
People with one arms.
They can point well, though. They're there right now. Just in, like, one direction.
I was just merely mentioning if I had two other people with me and they didn't drink...
Yeah.
I could have six drinks all to myself throughout the whole show.
But once again, we're just going right back to the root of the problem.
It's not a problem if you don't get it. It's a problem.
Okay.
I refuse.
I see where you're going with that.
I celebrate when I drink. I don't get depressed when I drink. So there's a difference.
So why do you carry a gun with you at all times with, like, one bullet in the chamber?
Just in case. Ninjas.
Ninjas?
Yeah.
Well, you said plural, but you have one bullet. I don't think you can really kill all of them with just one bullet.
No, I give me a fighting chance. Unless there's just one ninja.
Then you better hope the guy you hit him.
Pretty fast.
What if he's a black ninja?
I thought all ninjas were black.
Well, you probably see the Afro Scene trail from, like, where you ran, so you can probably get him, like, pretty good with that.
All right, so we're no longer recording. I think the phone fell between the seats.
Cracked the screen in half?
Expectations for me met and exceeded.
Please. Expectations?
Two for one comics and... what do they call it? An encore.
Slapper.
An encore on top of the two for one.
Oh, yeah, man. He freaking
and
came back out.
And their brothers.
He came back out, son.
And, yeah, it was, you know, we had the unexpected bonus at the beginning with Brian Regan's brother. Dennis Regan did a great job.
Oh, awesome.
First time I've seen him anywhere, really. I heard of him. Again, in one of the podcasts, somebody mentioned Dennis Regan.
Yeah, but Brian even ripped on him, though. Remember that? He's like, I didn't even know my brother was even here.
Yeah.
I was like, give me a round of applause to him.
It wasn't a rant.
No, it was like a friendly family rant.
It wasn't a rant. He was just like, he's just what a coincidence. I didn't even know he was going to perform.
Speaking of rips.
So, that's correct window. We're going to have to finish this early. it's a good thing it's not smell a podcast.
We'll scratch the screen.
Smell a cast.
Scratch the screen. If you actually scratched it,
you're a little bit slow. If it's a touch screen, you probably backed out of this and probably don't want to hear the rest of anyway.
That's all right.
In conclusion, because we don't want to take up too much of your time in just mentioning how great it was. Was there anything that you didn't like about it?
No, I liked every single second.
Yeah.
Every single second.
I was trying to find something to complain about it. Nothing was bad. You're never gonna hear this, but thank you, Brian Regan, for the laughs. Thank you, Dennis Regan, for the laughs. And
yeah, thank you both for coming to Florida, man.
For coming to Tampa. We wish you would do that some more. I don't know how often you come to Florida, but if I can make it, you have a fan for life.
Absolutely.
There. I'm done. I'm good.
I'll be there every single time. I don't know. I just talked to a super deep voice right there.
I guess that's it, man. Hit us up at aweeklate.com. I hope you like this little bonus track. It was like... maybe a 40-minute episode. I was going to say ep.
Ep.
Because I'm too lazy to finish words.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, aweeklate.com, benentertainment.com. I am at analysis49 and at benpromos on Twitter. You can hit up Jason at jasoncryptic.
K-R-I-P-T-Y-K.
Thank you. And email us at fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Let us know if you guys want to hear any more comedy reviews. Send us some emails with some comedians.
How do you know? Are you the teller at the ticket professor?
Yeah, I'm making up words.
Ticketmaster Clinic, because they heal people now?
I don't know.
Weird.
You know, we love new ways to make us laugh. Like, just send us comedians that we may want to know about, that we might want to go see, that you just want other fans of the Weekly Podcast to go and check out and listen to.
Yeah, we're open for everything.
Anything at all.
I mean, don't be scared to send us an email, ask a question, or post something that you want to watch.
Yeah. We did check the Gmail account for the podcast after the Rise of the Planet of the Apes show, and there was a gentleman that tweeted us at our new At a Week Late. We didn't even do the Twitter for At a Week Late.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter for At a Week Late. It is At a Week Late. I said it like 8 times now. And
I think they get it.
There was a radio show or a podcast, I think out of Chicago, that listened to us. He had about 340 fans. He shot us a tweet, and I thank him for listening. So if you're listening to this bonus episode, thank you, sir. I will try to remember what your tweet tag is, but I'm sure you know who you are since you're the only person that tweeted us. So, that guy.
So there is that. So.
Yeah. I guess that's it, man. Thank you guys for listening again. Hope you enjoy this bonus episode of At a Week Late. And
pretty sure there's a few episodes
tomorrow. Did I say episode?
Yeah, I think you did. Okay.
I was mixing Facade and Episode together.
Oh, Facade. I would have been
doing
so, 5 episodes. But, yeah, that's what I came up with.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Catch us later. Send an email. Tweet us. Facebook
you.
Just search A Week Late.
Throw that out there.
Our URL is really long, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's way too long.
So just Facebook us. It's A Week Late. We're out there.
With one W.
Why would they spell it with two?
I don't know. Maybe they have a stutter. I'm trying to be more acceptive of it, you know. Of
even though
people.
You hate one arms and...
I don't hate one arms. I just, you know, I just don't think they can play basketball too well.
No. They have their own league for that.
Do they?
Alright, guys. Take care.
We will see you next week.
And the phone fell again. Alright.
We will see you next week for the new movie review. So,
you know which one we're doing?
No, that's why I want to ask. We want to do, maybe have them suggest what we should do next
week. Sure. Recommendations on anything. I mean.
Yeah. Tell us what movie to do, and we'll do it. Doesn't matter what it is, unless it's a Smurf, so then you can say go fuck yourself.
But. Unless it's not in the theater still. Shoot us Netflix recommendations, Hulu recommendations.
We can save $9. What's that?
Yeah, for real. Especially on that crappy last one. We won't let you back because it's dated. All right. Take care, guys. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thank you.
Laters. Here's some more music by someone we love.
Hello.
Oh, no? Okay.
No.
I'm an
Bye-bye. That's great.